My name is Vinnie Moore. I'm from the universe. Okay. We're from talk about kind of but is there really any singers or musicians in your family or anything like that? Anyone that made furniture, quilt that you make? Did you do quilting, Mrs. Green?
No. No, I don't think so.
No. Did you have a special craft that skill that you?
I did. It was. I don't recall whether my mother did it or not, but I do remember when I was small, they used to have a get together, a lot of women on the farm. I don't know the same time of year what, but they would have quilting. Probably be four or five of them. You ever seen them quilt?
Oh, yes, I have. Sure. Quilting bees.
Huh?
Quilting bees.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, that's the way that I know they made quilts back in those days.
Did you save any of your grandma, your mother's quilts?
No.
No.
Oh, I guess the thing would have been dry or rotted ever since she had gone.
Oh, boy. How about your babies? What did they stay in? Did they stay in cribs? Do you have any cribs or old cribs that your children grew up in?
No.
Jesus,
not me.
No.
When you have children, you know, just have them like that, you know.
Yeah. How about toys? How do you get toys? Or what kind of toys that your children or you have?
I don't forgot about it.
They had toys back in those, but back in those days, children appreciate toys because they didn't get toys but once a year. Mm-hmm. But see, now you can go to the store anytime and all through the year and buy toys.
Yeah, what was the time of year that you get toys?
Almost Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of toys, could you describe the kind of toys that a child would get for Christmas in the earlier days?
Well.
What did you get during Christmas?
I don't remember that. But
well, if they love, they keep them, you know, they just keep them from year to year.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know. I remember my mother. Matter of fact, you know, after I started doing this work, I realized I needed my doll baby, you know, to put with this work. And what we used to do, we had those tall doll babies. Those were made in the 50s. They're about that tall. And every year my mother would change the dress. So that's what would be the Christmas, is getting the dress change on it.
Yeah.
And so I went to my mother and I said, Mom, for my project, I need my old doll baby. She said, I just threw it away. I said, what do you mean? She said, Aragon's for you. Or I went through all of the nieces. Has already gone through the grandchild. So now we... You know, last time around, she just had one arm left and one leg. So I figured she would get rid of her. So that doll baby was very sturdy to go that many years. But anyway, I don't have my doll baby. I gave it to my mother. She just passed it on down.
Yeah. But I do remember when I was small coming up, and for Christmas, they had a, I don't know what you call it, but it was shaped like a monkey. Which I guess it was a monkey, but it was on a string.
Mm-hmm.
And you would pull that string and that monkey would go up there. You ever seen that?
Well,
you did? So. That's, you remember?
What?
A monkey on a string.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of a monkey on a string, but I don't think I ever saw it.
That was the funny thing. You know, they had it black. Yeah, you pull that string. And he would. He'd
go up the stand.
Did someone make it or did they buy it from the store?
I don't know about that.
Did they make it or did they buy it from the store?
Probably
from
the store.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I never heard that either. It sounds like cute idea. Okay, as far as religion, what church, what denomination did your family belong to?
Baptist.
Was that where you were the burial? You said Maybell.
Maybell.
Okay. Did any of your family belong to any church besides Abel?
From my immediate family?
Yeah, immediate family. Okay. Do you, who were your ministers? Do you remember any ministers?
Well, when I was growing up, when I was young, the first I go to church, his name was Watson. I mean, a little short, dumpy fella.
Do you remember about camp meetings? Camp meetings?
Yeah.
Tell me something.
Yeah, it ain't been too long without existing on things. Mm-hmm. Of course, they still have ketamine, but they don't have it like back in those days.
Tell me about how it used to be.
Well, see, back in those days, they had horse and wagon, and they'd go to camp meeting. When they, of course, they'd have a camp meeting, they'd drive with that and hitch them a mule and a horse and thing out there. They have watermelon, cantaloupe, all this kind of stuff like that.
Mm. What time of year usually is camp meeting?
Fall of the year.
Fall of the year.
September, I think.
How long did it last during the week?
Oh, it lasts all day.
Did anyone stay out there? People, did they have some place where people stay or spend the night?
Not that I know of.
So how late in the night does they usually run?
Well, it's called you don't stay there at the sundown, I guess.
Also, you go in the morning?
Early
in the morning, then go till sundown, and then go through the night.
Didn't go through the night.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it must be pretty dark. What? Where did you meet? Was it church?
It was like a camp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the campus. Be at a church, but it'd be out in there, outside.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you have a shelter?
No, but they had a table. People have a setup.
Mm-hmm. Well, where did you sit? How did you sit? Did you have a shelter that you sit under for the minister? As a matter of fact, I'm assuming that there are one or two. How many ministers?
Well, they had a service in the church. But most of the people would just be on the outside laughing and talking and out there under the trees.
Oh, yeah.
Eating watermelon, going on.
So it was a time for everybody. Did people come back from far off to come to the camp meeting? As usually.
Usually.
Yeah. So that was something like a reunion, too.
Yeah.
So the minister would be talking and everyone else would be in the big reunion.
On the outside.
Big reunion.
Well, you know, it's always somebody with a different thing. A lot of people don't care about preaching now.
Mm-hmm.
So he just seemed to be doing something else while I'm making his side preaching.
I see.
That's where them people are.
So
them that went over there for service, they went on there for service. They went over there to be going.
Mm. Interesting. How about the singing conventions? Do you remember singing conventions?
Not straight out singing conventions. No, I never have been to singing
conventions. Mrs. Green, do you remember singing conventions?
Yes, sir. Sometimes I had. Nothing. I couldn't say nothing by it.
Okay, let's see. So do you remember singing schools? Do you know about singing schools?
No. I never did. I do remember they had singing classes.
Shape note singing?
Huh?
Shape note singing?
Yeah. A fellow by the name of George Fuller. I believe his name was George. Now, he used to teach that, singing. Then they had another by the name of Lynn Walker. And then I know another name, Phoebe Fans. I know those three.
So they, what did they do? Did they teach singing?
Yeah. Well, I guess they could teach singing because...
you were saying that they sung it?
Yeah, they were the leader of the choir.
Oh, I see. You think so? So you actually heard, but you never were.
Oh no! I was never know. Sheep goes running around.
Okay. What kind of groups were in your church early on? What kind of organizations do you remember in the churches?
When I was growing up.
How about when you were after your marriage? That's kind of, I know you talked about the Mason Stowe, were they, and the Burial Aid Society. Yeah. Were there any besides that?
I thought you were talking about this when I was even young coming up.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah, they have all kinds of groups in the church now. Mm-hmm. Junior choir, senior choir. Different choirs, different organizations now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go into education. Tell me about your school, where you went to school, how long you went to school.
Oh, I hate when people ask me about that. The day that I wanted to go to school, I didn't have a chance to go to school. Perform.
Yeah. So
that's the only time I ever prayed to the Lord for it to rain.
So
I didn't know nothing about prayer, but I sure did ask the Lord to send the rain so it rained so it could wet.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time I got to go to school on the school season. So when it was dry, buddy, you had to stay in that field.
Oh, my. So how many months did it last? Did you have school to last any time at all? Only when you
Now, the longest month would be winter. Maybe I got it separated. But we only had chance to go mostly would be in winter. Because like I said, when spring of the air come, they got dry enough to fly. You had to go to the field.
Yeah. Tell me about your... Tell me, you know, as I interview people, people said that they had a certain quota and how much cotton they had to pick. You know, did you have a certain quota that you had to pick out of the field? Did they tell you had to pick a certain amount, or did you?
No. You just actually didn't have a set amount of people. That's what people always, you know, they try to pick 100.
100.
And some people could pick more than that.
How much do you use to average?
The hardest day I got ever I do, 1,500 pound cotton. I'd rather fly, hoe, or do anything else trying to pick up.
So you average, you try to get to the 100
pound. I remember, I have picked it.
Uh-huh. And they don't pay you right on the spot. They don't pay, like, after a day's work, did they pay you after a day's work? You had to wait till that.
Yeah.
So therefore, your family got a lump sum of money for everybody.
Yeah.
Did you have anybody who worked on the railroads? On the railroads? Let's see. How about your did your parents go to school? Do you remember them going to school? I mean, did they ever talk about going to school?
No.
Anyone in your family attended college? Like your brothers or sisters?
No, absolutely.
How about your children?
And our children,
Well, that's a college, okay. So tell me something about your children. Where your children are and what they're doing now.
Now the fellow you just saw go through that, now he's the youngest son.
Uh-huh.
And
what is his name?
He's, I don't know what he made you.
No, what is his name?
Oh, Matthew.
Matthew.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Okay. So where are your children? Could you tell me something about your children, where they are now and what they're doing?
Now he's home, and my other oldest son lives right below Anna Lou there. And one of my daughters lives to Kim Seneca. And the other one lives in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me, what does she do in Kentucky, this?
She worked away at this at college, but what her position there, I don't know.
Well, why did she select Kentucky?
Huh?
Why did she select going to Kentucky?
She's a
minister's wife.
Mm-hmm.
How many children does she have?
Two.
Two, oh, okay. Do they get home often?
Her one children
live here.
One live here. Oh,
yes.
I see.
And one in Atlanta.
Oh, one is in Atlanta. Oh, okay.
Well, they had education too.
Uh-huh. Right.
And this I'm gonna tell you that. They got the baby. Oh, the baby's here.
Yeah.
Really.
Uh-huh. So they have grandchildren now?
No, they just
That's my first grandchildren. That's my great grandchildren. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see. Now I'm going to ask about social interaction. Because Dr. Megerson would like to know, you know, basically how this, you know, Calhoun or Clemson, whatever in this area, off of Piedmont, there was black and white, and in every area, so not, well, there's similarities and some differences. And I would like to know, how was it to live around whites? How did they treat you? And, you know, how when you were growing up, did you have any interactions with whites at all when you were growing up?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he did. It's pretty hard.
It was pretty hard. What was hard about living?
That's what I think.
How about the law? Was the law hard on blacks during that time? During your earlier days when you were growing up?
Not that I know
of. Yeah. Well, why was it so hard? I mean, what could you tell
me? Well, it was just hard to me.
Mm-hmm. Did they treat you in a different way, or did they, were they aggressive with you? Or?
Well, I said pretty well. Oh, it was too hard to me. That's all I can say.
Too hard. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever know about you know, mulattoes? Did anyone ever talk about mulattoes? People, did you have that class of people here? Mulattoes, people that have black and white parents.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, were they treated black or were they treated white? What do you say about mulattoes?
Well, they just take them. Oh, I don't know how to say it.
Well, mulattoes went to church with you and socialized with you?
No. No,
I don't remember how they were going around.
Well, they didn't make any difference in you.
How about Indians? Did you know about anyone who were Indians?
Huh?
Do you know anyone who were Indians?
Indians.
Oh, they considered themselves Indians.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, I'm going to go to. Oh yeah. When was the first time you went to Anderson or Greenville? How early was it before you traveled to Greenville? What was your age when you traveled to Greenville or Anderson?
I really don't remember, but thankfully I don't go to Greenville too much now. About to leave here.
So when you did go, why did you go? I mean, for what reason would you travel to Greenville or Anderson? See, I'm not sure, you know, he's asking his question. I don't know why. What's the difference between Anderson and Greenville? It's just the distance, right?
Yeah.
Is there something special you would go to for Greenville or difference when you go to Anderson?
For me?
I've been there a lot of times.
I used to go or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So I take that when you were younger, you really didn't get there very often.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to get on a lighter subject, the subject I like to talk about, celebration.
Yeah, I just got to hang out.
Okay, yeah. What kind of celebrations are usually held in this community? Do you have watch night?
Yeah.
And where was that held?
They usually have it when they told you.
Golden View. Okay. And you had lay-by, the camp meetings. That was during lay-by period. Let me look at this and I'm covering everything. How about baptism? Because you're a Baptist, right?
Uh-huh.
When were you baptized?
I was baptized, I was kind of like a was on Frank, but they had a, you know, food. It was down under here.
Under the hill, so you were baptized in the lake?
Well, it wasn't a lake, it was a little branch lake, but you know how you dig a pool, have a pool,
right,
put a water.
Right.
So this little branch would, they had it to run around till they filled it up.
Oh, I see. So was it very far from the church?
Yeah.
Did y'all have seeking? Did y'all seek seeking? Did you do seeking as part of your baptism? You know, seeking mothers? You may not have heard of that. That's something on the pulse, too. Mm-hmm.
Baptized. That's all I know.
How about, what does anything, I know you worked a lot during the summer, right? So did you have summer vacation where your family did anything during the summer? Mainly working. I know you worked a lot during the summer months.
No. Yeah, I worked like all summer.
Mm, I'm just trying to make sure I've covered everything. Turnouts. How was your turnouts? Did you go to, I know you turn out with your lodge, right? Mm-hmm. Could you tell me what time of year did you turn out?
It used to be in June.
In June. Was it a special reason why it's June? Is there a special reason?
Well, it's a day that all Masons, a time of year, all Masons supposed to celebrate.
Have you ever heard of St. John's Day?
Yeah, that's the day.
St. John's
Day. Yeah, that's in June. Well, they got St. John's Day, then they got another holiday. It comes up in November, I believe.
Okay, did y'all have emancipation celebrations here? Mm-hmm. You ever heard of emancipation celebration? Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about emancipation celebration?
They has it, place of the year.
Mm-hmm. Where normally? How long have they been having emancipation celebration?
It ain't been all that long.
Do you remember when you were a child?
Oh, I don't remember when I was a child.
How earliest do you remember emancipation celebration?
This has been, I guess, about 5-6 years ago when I started paying attention to it. Now, how long have they been having before then? You remember that, Lou? They had it once, twice a year, you know, for yeah, family life.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't remember.
Okay. All righty. Well, I think that's, I just was wondering, you know, from your parents, did you have anything precious that that you have saved from your family, your parents? You know, you said you watched from your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As a child, how did it feel? How did it feel being black? Did you feel different, or I mean, what your expression is being a black child growing up in this area? That's more background related.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I, at the same time that I would hit me.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I never did say anything.
We live
close to white people. We played it like sisters and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that family did. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, another thing I was wondering, did you have black and white sharecroppers or only black sharecroppers on the farm?
We were on black on where we live.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the people were, you know, neighbors are sharecroppers too.
Were they white or black, the sharecroppers, the other sharecroppers?
Black.
You're all black. So you didn't have...
On the same main farm.
On the same man. So there was a white man that had the farm and they were black.
Yeah.
So you were never working with white sharecroppers?
No.
Well, I think that's it. I think I've basically gone through the questionnaires. Like I said, for the project, you know,